Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Five Cool Show. I know it's been a while since we've had a show. Sorry for that. Deepest apologies. There's been a lot going on lately. Hope you all have been enjoying your baseball seasons, no matter what team it is that you're rooting for. I know if you're the Pittsburgh Pirates, you are pretty much loving your life right now. You recently acquired Ike Davis from the New York Mets, courtesy of court jesters Terry Collins and Sandy Alderson. Ike Davis is living it up, living large out in Pittsburgh. 2 grand slams, okay? One with the Mets, one with the Pirates. I mean, Ike Davis is pretty much going to do some serious damage out in Pittsburgh. And to be quite honest, Mets fans really are upset about this trade that happened. And who did the Mets get? Pitching prospect Zach Thornton. Another prospect. Prospect. Like, we need any more prospects. I mean, we have prospects aplenty, but nobody's coming up. Well, we get one prospect a year that comes up, please. Sandy Alderson claims, yes, this is going to be our year. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. For what? For all the talk that Sandy Alderson has done, what have we seen? Glimpses here and there. Matt Harvey, up. Oh, he went down. Tommy John. Noah Syndergaard, yay. He was great during spring training, but no, he's not with the team just yet. Maybe in September, August, who knows? Let me tell you something about Mets management. The management for the New York Mets is pretty much just high school nonsense. I was speaking to another Mets fan on Twitter, and we were talking about how childish Mets management seems to be. According to Rich Mancuso of the New York Sports Examiner website, NewYorkSportsExaminer.com, Terry Collins with Ike Davis seemed to like Ike Davis for reasons. How childish is that? Because you have a problem with a player, you want him. Really, this Josh? Nonsense. And this is why, personally, I will not be Mets manager for next year. For all the talk of, oh yeah, next year we're going to go for it, it's definitely going to happen next year, Collins will not be around. New York Mets will have a new manager for next year. Maybe a possible new general manager as well. Personally, I would like to see that happen. I wouldn't mind seeing that happen. Only because trading Ike Davis was not in the benefit of the Mets. In all honesty, Terry Collins just sucked it up. If you had a problem with Ike Davis, and you play your players. You do what is best for the team, not what is best for you. And what was best for the team was keeping Ike Davis at first base. And now, Lucas Duda is our first baseman. Woo! Let's bring out the orange and blue pom-poms. Yay! Yeah, you know you're not saying that any more than I am. Ike Davis was supposed to be one of the main pieces of the future of this franchise. Him and David Wright. Those were supposed to be the key guys for the infield. We all know what happened to Jose Reyes. He was supposed to be a key component. There went that. For all the talk that happens with the New York Mets, what have we seen? What have the fans been able to take away from everything. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that Alderson absolutely sucks as the general manager. He's had his good moments, and he's had his godforsaken awful moments. Bobby Abreu, are you kidding me right now? He's supposed to be the Mets' offensive savior? Oh, the Angels is not. The Angels are laughing. They're not singing. Apparently, the Mets have money to just throw around at random veteran players. Let's get a lightning in the bottle. That lightning didn't happen because the bottle just blew up. Yay, let's keep some veteran players. Valverde, yay, he's our new closer. Not. Now he's a setup guy. We got Farnsworth as our closer. Total logical sense. A guy nobody really wanted. A guy who really couldn't find a job. Except with the New York Mets. Who pretty much was a pity signing. All these players, all these veterans are pity signings. Nobody gives a crap. Gee, I wonder who they're going to sign next. Drew? Not. Don't get your hopes up. You got to be smoking some type of goodness if you think Steven Drew's going to come here. Why do we need Drew? We got to bring you. Yay. Oh, Lord Jesus, help me. Please give me strength. Because it's just ineptitude after ineptitude. I mean, give us the Cashman. I said it during the offseason. Cashman himself made some stupid moves. But at least he didn't sign over-the-hill players that got no business being in the National League. Come on, Bobby Abreu, you want to talk about that he can hit and what have you? Well, you know what? That's all fine and dandy, hunky-dory, but you know what? He's probably a DH, and his ass belongs in the American League. The hell are you going to bring him to the National League for? You dumber than a 10-pound sack of stupid. And yes, I said it. I'm sorry. I don't care. Anybody got a problem with what I'm saying right now? Well, I don't know what to tell you. The only thing that I'm going to tell you right now is that this organization, for all the talk that it's taking all these steps forward, it consistently takes steps backwards. You do not sign all these over-the-hill players and hope you're going to get lightning in a bottle and hope that maybe they're going to be able to do something for you that's going to take you to another level. It won't happen. I'll tell you what will happen, though. You start bringing up all these young arms that you keep bragging to the world about, and you let them take their lumps in the major league level. Granted, not all of them are ready. And if they're not ready, then fine. You do not bring them up. But there's some down in the minor leagues that they probably can come up and do something that can actually get a dying fan base excited and actually want to go to a baseball game. Because the Ike Davis trade pissed off a lot of fans. This whole Ike Davis fiasco, this was Terry Collins. And yes, as of this moment, I am calling for Terry Collins' job. Because Terry Collins made this mess. Nobody else. Davis wasn't performing. Gee, I wonder why. How much time did you actually invest in Ike Davis? You didn't give a flying crap about Davis. Because you didn't like him for whatever reason. He didn't do anything to you. The only thing he wanted to do was go out there and play, and you screwed him over. Well, Terry Collins, it's time you got screwed over. And I am hereby calling for your job. this whole Ike Davis situation is exactly what the Mark Sanchez and New York Jets situation was. Let's keep screwing with his head. Let's see. If we sign this quarterback, and if we do this, and if we do that, you know what? Maybe it'll get into Mark Sanchez's head, and then maybe he'll play better. Right, because we all do better when we feel our jobs are on the line. No, stupid. People start panicking, people start having anxiety, and then people just don't perform as well. How about you just leave well enough alone? You trust these guys' instincts, and if you see that something's screwed up, then maybe you should approach them then. People kept toying with Ike Davis' swing. You kept demoting him. You kept playing games with him. Oh, well, we got Duda. No, we got this guy. No, we got that guy. We don't need Ike Davis. You damn straight you needed Ike Davis, because now he's with the Pittsburgh Pirates and he's killing it. And what do you got? Tell me, what do you got? You've got the mighty satin. You've got the outrageously awesome Lucas Duda. Well, kippee-yay-oh-ki-yay for you, for all the good it's doing you. Tell me, how's that working out for you? Yeah, working out at all, is it? Now, when you got all these pissed off Mets fans, they're already pissed off. So go ahead, keep pissing them off. Let's see how far that's gonna get you. Because I swear to you, Mr. Sandy Alderson, by June, you will not have a job. Unless this team performs, unless you do something to redeem yourself, you will be gone. And nobody will care what you did. Any good that you actually did will be vetoed. You need to redeem yourself. You have a very long way to go. So good luck with that. I really love to see how this is going to play out for you. Because from where I stand, you just made one of the dumbest mistakes that you could possibly make when you got rid of Ike Davis. And there are fans who refuse to go to a game now because of this trade. Yes, this was personal. Farnsworth closing. Are you kidding me? And you got Valverde as the setup man. Lord. Instead of worrying about first base, how about you actually do something with the bullpen? How about that? Wow! Is the problem the bullpen? Gee, I wonder how many games that this team has actually lost because the bullpen blew it. A bullpen you built. A bullpen you swore up and down was getting fixed. And yet, the entire time that you've been the general manager of the New York Mets, Mr. Sandy Alderson, the bullpen has been one hot mess after another. So please, do tell me, how are things working out for you? They're not. Valverde. Setup role, Farnsworth, closer. You seriously mean to tell me you could not do better than that? Instead, you want to get all these prospects, but yet you don't want to get anybody who can actually play for the team now. So let's get rid of all our players. Here, you want this guy? Sure, you can have him. Hey, you know what? While we're at it, why don't we get rid of Wright? Why don't we get rid of Murphy? Yeah, let's do that too. That'd be great. You know what? Let's get rid of Nice. I'm sure we could do without Nice, right? I mean, let's just keep building up that farm system. At some point, these guys are going to come up. Go ahead. Keep with that philosophy. Let me know how it works out for you. Well, we don't have a major league team at all. Oh, no, wait. You're going to bring up all the AAA guys all at one time. This is great. So then we can be cellar dwellers for all eternity. How about that? Yeah, I think that sounds like an awesome plan. I am angry. And yes, I am venting. And no, it's not just because of the Ike Davis trade, because it's one stupid move after another. For all the talk that this organization doesn't have money, instead, what it decides to do is sign a bunch of over-the-hill players rather than investing in that one solid player that this team can get and then relying on the minor league system that this man has built for God knows how many years, and all his players are still sitting in the minor leagues waiting for their chance to come up to the majors. So, yes, I am angry. I'm angry for the team. I am angry for the fans, because the fans, the team, they deserve better. For ownership, for management, for everybody up and down that front office to be held accountable for everything that is happening right now. Because from where I'm sitting, from what I'm looking at, this is a joke. And enough is enough. For all the crap that everybody wants to talk about with Manaea, at least he brought the team to the playoffs. What has Alderson done? The stockpile of the minors. And how many of those players have actually come up? And how many of those players actually came through with Manaea at the helm first? That's something else that people need to think about. Because everybody wants to give Alderson the credit for the farm system, because people don't understand, people don't remember that Manaea got it started. Alderson is just taking credit. Angry. The Mets fans are angry. And I would bet every dollar that I own, and trust me, that's not a lot of dollars, that the team themselves are angry, because it's one thing after another that they have to deal with. It's one circus act after another. And now the pressure is on Lucas Duda. You thought that there was pressure on Lucas Duda before when Ike Davis was here. Now there's more pressure. Why? Because now he has to make sure that everybody knows that management made the right decision in trading Ike Davis. Because right now, it looks like the stupidest decision that they've made. And it wouldn't be the first time. Hello, Bobby Bonilla signing. There's been a lot of stupidness that's happened in this organization. There's a lot of stupidness, a lot of crap that this fan base has had to deal with. Well, you know what? Now it stops. Now people need to be held accountable. Why? Because it's only fair to the fan base who has endured so much, who has spent so much money, who have invested as much as the investors themselves. The fan base are the investors. When you buy a ticket, you're investing in your team. You are helping to pay for the team. And you know what? Sandy Alderson, I'm sorry, the weakest link. Because you're not doing what needs to be done. But yet everybody should be fine. Everybody should take this in stride. For every stupid move you make, you're telling the fans that they themselves are stupid and that they should just take it. Oh, well, the fan base, they're not going to do anything. They're too dumb to realize what's really going on. No, we know what's really going on. What's really going on is that when a certain person has a problem with a player, rather than just leaving the player alone and letting the player do what they need to do, because Lord knows that's what they're being paid to do and that's what they've been training their whole lives to do, you want to go ahead and screw them over and either mess with their head so that to completely screw them up or trade them. Well, I don't like this player. He looked at me the wrong way. Let's trade him. So how did that work out for you? You look like a damn ignorant fool. Now, I'm sorry. I'm not here to pull any punches. I don't get paid for this gig or what have you. I do this because I love it. I do this because, you know what? I actually listen to the fan base, and I actually can see their thought process. I can actually read how it is that they're feeling and what have you, and I kind of feel it the same way. Whether you're a Mets fan or not, you got to believe that this is plain stupidity, and it's an insult to the fan base themselves who's investing God knows how much money with season passes or buying tickets per game and what have you. Nobody wants to go to the games anymore. People are giving away their tickets for practically nothing just so that they don't have to go to Citi Field and be humiliated. There is a problem here, and it's not getting fixed. It's getting worse and worse and worse. And you know what? The Ike Davis trade was the last straw. I don't want to hear about, oh, well, the fans got to go to the game. They don't have to go to the games anymore. It is done. The line has been drawn here. This far, no farther, and the fans are not going to take it. Some fans have already decided to boycott. I can't blame them. I get it. At the same time, I understand that if ownership is to spend money, they need to make money. But the fans not going to the games, they're not going to make any money. Well, you know what? At this point, I think ownership should just shut the hell up, open their damn wallets, and start spending money. You know what? You got all these little subsidiaries. You have all these other little companies that you have. You got money there? Start putting it into the team. Because the fans are not going to start spending any more money. Personally, I ain't got no money to spend. If I'm going to a game, it's because maybe I got a free ticket or something like that. Because I sure as hell don't have money to be investing in a team, in an ownership, in a management that's not investing in their own team, that they're just taking the fans for a bunch of fools. We are not the fools. You are. Because you think that we're just going to sit here and we're going to take everything that you throw at us. We are not the suckers here. Look in the mirror. There's your sucker. If you think that we're actually going to sit here and take it, we're not. There better be a really great rabbit that you're going to pull out of that hat, Mr. Alderson. Because you just pissed off the last person who defended you. I would love, love to see what you're going to do. And it better be a doozy. Because that is the only way you are going to redeem yourself. Not even a top prospect that we got. Ike Davis had more value than that. At this point, you just wanted to be rid of him. You dragged him out there. You embarrassed him. You humiliated him. How dare you treat a player like that? A player who invested completely into this organization, into this city, to the fans. How dare you? You don't do that. It is a disgrace. With that being said, it's the top of the eighth right now. Mets versus Cardinals. Mets are winning 2-0. 500 team. A 500 team. And one of the biggest cities in New York sports. The biggest city in all of sports. And we got a 500 ball club. Well, isn't that just dandy? Talking about Bartolo Colon, well, he has an achy back.
Well, gee, I wonder why. How old is he? He's got that back supporting all that weight that's in the front. To bring up Dice K, so he could be a potential starter. Yeah, he's going to be a setup man. He's going to play like a long man reliever in the bullpen. Oh, that's just great. How much money are we spending on him now? 15 inches. I don't know. I honestly don't know. I don't know what to tell you, the fans, anymore, except that you guys deserve better. You do. That's just the bottom line. And I feel sorry for the fans. I feel sorry for the team, for the players, because they have to go out there every day and deal with the nonsense. The fans, you could just turn off your TVs, walk away, and actually spend time with your family. Go to a movie, go out to dinner, go shopping, go on a vacation. Whereas if you're a player, you get to do none of that. You have to go out there every day and just suck it up and play. I feel sorry for you. My deepest condolences. Maybe you should go up to Sandy Alderson and say, hey, buddy, boss, think we could talk for a second. Maybe you could actually, I don't know, help us out here when we're actually doing something. Then you decide to go ahead and make a trade. Somebody who's worth signing. Instead of all these has-beens or never-was, hoping that maybe they will be or will be again. I don't know. Hey, David Wright, you're the team captain, right? How about you go up to Sandy Alderson and say something? I'm just saying. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I bid you good night. Hope you enjoyed tonight's program. For Mets fans, I'm sure I managed to say everything that you've been dying to just first have a good night. I bid you adieu. And I will see you again this time next week. Good night.